Padre Pio and Maraschino's goldfinch. Now, Maraschino was a new postulant at the monastery, and so Padre Pio was his spiritual director. We can ask the question, can love in nature, which is created perfectly by God, can this ever be wrong? Well, let's listen to the story to find out. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this channel on Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, who was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. And we'd encourage everyone, we'd really appreciate it if everyone would be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. And if you helped us by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues, that would be tremendous. Just a reminder that we have a Mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. All you have to do is enroll your intentions and just see the video on the end screen how to enroll. Now, Padre Pio, at one point in his life, he was the spiritual director of the monastery of St. Giovanni Rotondo. So that means he's in charge of overseeing the spiritual life of the new recruits, the new postulants. And there was this postulant who was nicknamed Maraschino, and he arrived at the monastery. Maraschino was a true lover of anything artistic and also of anything of nature. He absolutely loved these things. Perhaps he's a bit of a dreamer as well. Well, one day, Maraschino noticed there was this little bird, a little goldfinch. It had flown into one of the corridors in the monastery. It was now trapped there. So Maraschino started dreaming of how beautiful this little bird would look in a little cage, singing and chirping away, doing all sorts of displays for everyone. And so he set about catching this little goldfinch for his little cage. The little bird was not so keen on this, and it hopped around and flew around, zigzagging everywhere, evading capture. But finally, the goldfinch was cornered near the kitchen. And then right at that moment, so Maraschino's about to get the goldfinch, right at that moment, the bell rang for prayer. He had to go to the chapel. But there in the chapel, instead of praying, Maraschino continued to scheme and to work out how he's going to catch this little goldfinch. And he visualized all sorts of ways of doing this and of making the cage the best place he could put the cage. And even after that, he went to dinner, to supper, and his mind kept on thinking of how is he going to catch this goldfinch. So we could say he was completely preoccupied. Before leaving the refectory, Maraschino had only this one thing in his head: how to catch the little bird. Padre Pio, as the spiritual director, as his spiritual director, had been observing Maraschino. Wasn't so happy about this excessive preoccupation to the exclusion of prayer. And now this started to worry Padre Pio. And so Padre Pio called Maraschino over to him. And then, as if reading his soul, like in a book, he told Maraschino the following. "You are losing your senses," he said, "over this little bird." How did he even know that Maraschino was preoccupied with the bird, that he was thinking about the bird? But he did. And then Padre Pio proceeded to state and to review each of the postulant's ideas one by one, to state each idea right from prayer through supper, and precisely mentioning each one. So Padre Pio, as we said, knew what Maraschino was thinking, each of these ideas and plans and schemes that was going on in the postulant's head. And he was doing this, of course, to help the postulant to see the way he was going. Now later, when Maraschino now became known as a Father Vittore, he recounted this whole story, this whole incident, to Father Coppo Bianco. And he said, "When I heard Padre Pio revealing all of my thoughts one by one with such precision and accuracy and clarity, leaving absolutely nothing uncovered," he said, "I was bewildered. And so through all of this, Maraschino was able to turn away from this preoccupation that had little to do with prayer or his calling. And he now was able to refocus on what was actually important. Next time on this channel, we're going to look at how Padre Pio confronts a ferocious dog, a vicious dog that was somehow in the monastery. But all was not as it seemed. There was something far more sinister at play here. Do join us for that talk. And a note that if you want to receive reminders of our videos in the future, then you must be subscribed to our channel. And once you've subscribed, you have to click that reminder bell. And do enroll your mass prayer intentions.